We are welcoming to the show now Josh Sheward, Sports Management Department Chair at Sacred Heart University's Jack Welch College of Business and Technology. And Josh, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. How are you?
Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Well, March Madness is, well, easily one of the biggest sporting events in the country. And certainly we have a lot of attention on it here in Connecticut just because, you know, places like UConn, certainly Sacred Heart, Quinnipiac, right? So from a business perspective, what makes it such a powerful economic engine?
Well, March Madness generates, believe it or not, over $1 billion a year for the NCAA. It's just a mind-blowing number. And that's through, you know, their long-term contracts with CBS and Turner, through sponsorships, and through ticket sales. And that profitability, you know, is driven by a lot of different things. You know, that winner-go-home format is very exciting. It drives, you know, viewer engagement. People are locked to the TV for weeks. And, you know, engaging in those bracket pools forever, you know, not for money, some of them are for money. And now you have the high-stakes sports gambling, which is, you know, just ramped it up even more. So all those things combined, you know, it's an exciting time, but it's also a very profitable time.
Yeah, certainly.
I was going to say is that that tournament, the men's basketball is the primary funding source for the NCAA's, you know, for their operations. So when you see all these other minor sports, I call them, those are being funded primarily through men's basketball and college football.
Wow. Huh, that's really interesting. So for students watching the tournament, for example, and they think to themselves they want to work in sports, right, which is still very popular, and you'll hear that from people. What kinds of career paths actually exist beyond just being an athlete?
Well, hey, you're speaking to my wheelhouse, but being an athlete on a top 25 team is probably the toughest one. So all the other avenues are probably preferable. But some of the career paths that pay well, sport marketing, sport finance, sport analytics, anything in data, the sport event, management, operations, and all these you know, jobs, these exist at all different levels: collegiate, minor league, professional, and internationally. And then beyond that, you have all those jobs that might not be readily, you know, apparent to your eye, that working with non-sports entities where their core function is actually sports sponsorship, you know, working in the world of sports but for a non-sports company.
I mean, Josh, how do you begin to kind of navigate, especially because you're right, you know, I think the average kid who even remotely likes a sport, I know I've got a 7-year-old right now who thinks he's going to be the next Boston Bruin, you know, so and obviously me and my husband look at each other and we're like, okay, sweetheart, like, we're not going to be the ones that burst your bubble. But it is incredibly difficult to be a D1 athlete, let alone to even get to the professional level, certainly. So how do you begin to even help, you know, a kid sort of navigate that you can love sports and you can make a career out of it? It may not mean you're the one stepping on the field, but there are a lot of avenues. Like, when, in your professional opinion, when do you start to navigate that for your kid without obviously bursting their bubble, but saying, you know, you could certainly work in sports. That is for sure a career you could go down. You may just not be putting the uniform on to get on the field.
Yeah, well, first of all, good luck to your son and to you guys navigating that.
Yeah,
but, you know, that's why, you know, at Sacred Heart, our program focus is on corporate engagement, you know, connecting with these companies that you potentially can be working for, and focus on experiential learning, and most importantly, focusing on the business disciplines, which is where, you know, the good paying jobs primarily are. That's why, you know, I rattled off some of those for you before, but, you know, those business disciplines like marketing and sponsorship and management and finance, accounting, analytics, like that's where the money is. And there's jobs. And so, you want to be interested, you're interested in sport, you want a job as well, you can work in that in the sports setting, you know, in the business world.
Definitely. And again, Josh Sheward's here from Sacred Heart. What would you say makes Sacred Heart University sports management and business programs stand out for students?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things is we're housed in the College of Business and we have dedicated sport management faculty, which not all programs have. So that, I think that provides us an advantage. The location itself, you know, I think narrows it down a little bit further. You know, Western Connecticut and New York City are a hotbed for sports. But, you know, above all, I mean, I guess I'm biased on this, but I think we have tremendous teachers and career mentors on our staff. And, you know, they're willing to network on behalf of the students. So, you know, am I biased? Yeah, but am I right? Probably.
I love that. Wait, that's the best confidence I've ever heard. Am I biased? Yeah, but am I right? Yep, I also am. That's great. So if people want more information about Sacred Heart in general, but specifically sports management, where do you suggest they go, Josh?
Well, believe it or not, online is a great place to do exploring. You know, even utilizing AI and ChatGPT, just to, you know, kind of throw in your brain droppings per se, and you know, you're not really focused, you don't know exactly, but you can just kind of ramble stuff. It'll give you a pretty good sense as to at least the direction to go, places to check out, you know, job sites, good programs, you know, everything.
Yeah. So again, if you want to just start by going to the website, sacredheart.edu, all spelled out, certainly a good place to start. And of course, checking out their social channels as well at Sacred Heart University. Josh, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and certainly enjoy March Madness and everything sports has to offer. And we appreciate the work that you do at Sacred Heart.
Thank you so much. Go Pios.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of hockey, whew, what a weekend. What a weekend for the Pioneers. Just saying. Yes, of course I tracked it. Are you kidding me? Of course. Josh Sheward, thank you again. Sport Management Department Chair at Sacred Heart University here on WICC.